Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Calvary's hill. He knew what he would face, so rejected and alone. We meant more to him than all the riches of a kingly throne.
For God so loved that he so gave his own begotten Son the world to save. Without him we were lost and without hope. The greatest gift we can receive, for every whosoever will believe, he came so everlasting life we know. All because God loved us so.
Understands the pain we feel. He chose to die on Calvary's hill. He knew what he would face, so rejected and alone. We meant more to him than all the riches of a kingly throne.
For God so loved that he so gave his own begotten Son the world to save. Without him we were lost and without hope. The greatest gift we can receive, for every whosoever will believe, he came so everlasting life we know. All because God loved us so.
So much mercy, so much grace, that he would come to such a place. So much love, how can it be that God would so love even me?
For God so loved that he so gave His own begotten Son the world to save. Without Him we were lost and without hope. The greatest gift we can receive, for every whosoever will believe, He came so everlasting life we know. All because God loved us so.
That was my son and daughter, Zach and Gracie Youngblood, singing He Loved Me So. And we appreciate that good number. And we're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching part two of the message, speaking on the abiding shepherds out of Luke chapter number 2. The first thing I want to point out this morning is that it was the shepherds who first received the good news of the Lord's birth. Look with me in chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Look right there in verse number 8. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now before this, we find reference to the fact that Jesus is born in Bethlehem and He's wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. But verse number 8 specifically speaks of the shepherds receiving the good news. And there were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Boy, I'd love to have been there. And they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said, "And fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now the message, first of all, from the angels was a message of good tidings of great joy. Now, good tidings is like a great message. You could say that it was a good sermon, a proclamation. The angel basically saying, "Men, shepherds, I bring you a message straight from the throne room of God." Now, I want you to think about this message for just a moment. This message didn't come from the king of the earth. It didn't come from somebody in the White House. It came from the very vaults of glory. To be the messenger itself, amen, would have been a great task. But to be on the other end, to receive a message from God, amen, to receive a message from the throne, how awesome would that be, amen? And to know that the angels had delivered the message. Can you imagine all that was happening that night? I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I know how it is when the Holy Ghost this morning, amen, when we're singing "What a Savior." I'm telling you right now, and the Holy Ghost is flooding your soul, and you're about to have a spell. But can you imagine that glorious night, amen, out there on them fields, amen, right there close to where the Savior was born, and the heavenly host show up and say, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Can you imagine? I bet that's taking a lap, amen. I bet they couldn't hardly contain themselves. Be in the presence of them angels. I bet you one of them wiped a tear and said, "I don't know what this is all about, but I'll tell you what, I feel the presence of God. I like it, amen." The glory of the Lord shone round about. I tell you, you get in the glory world, friend. You'll be different if you ever enter in God's glory. Then Luke, verse number 9, said, "Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Now notice this. Notice the angels said to the shepherds, basically four things. Fear not. He said, "I bring you good tidings," which means this. I bring you good news. This good news is number 3. It's great news. Amen. It's good news. It's news of great joy. It's going to change your life. Amen. Can you imagine this? Suppose they had never made the announcement. That they continued their task day in and day out without warning, without notice, without knowing. But yet these angels came and changed their night, amen. These angels came with great news. Listen, just think about it this way. The day that you got saved, amen, there was joy, amen, that came into your heart. There was joy that came into you. It was good news to you when you got saved by the grace of God. Notice also number 4. It was going to be available to all people. Jesus didn't just come to you, but He came to all men. Amen. Now I want you to see this. Notice the message was for all people. Praise God. I tell you, I'm glad this morning
that the gospel message is not just to some, but for all. And I'm glad that everybody can afford it. There's some people in this world, I'm telling you, you talk about the poverty, them people that's living under bridges today, they're not going to go to the store. They're probably not going to buy anything for Christmas. But I want you to know this. The message that I'm giving you this morning, the greatest gift from God, they can afford it, amen, because Christ paid it all at the cross of Calvary, amen. It's affordable, amen. You can afford it. Anybody can afford it that will. Now, this has been a tough year financially for most people. It has been. It's been a tough year. However, I'm talking about a priceless gift this morning. You can't buy what I'm talking about. You can't replace what I'm talking about. I was thinking about them shepherds this morning, Brother Rick. Brother Rick, we used up our reading this morning about the shepherds. We were talking after he got done with his devotion this morning about the shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. I begin to think about something. You know, these angels, they gave the great proclamation about the Lord's coming. They told him, hey, you know, for unto you is born this day the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And the angel says this, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. But not one time did he ever command them to go. He gave them the information. He gave them the word. He gave them the great news. But not one time do we find the angel saying, you've got to go. You must go. You've got to get in there. No. But once they had heard the message, friend, I'm telling you, once they heard about a Savior, once they heard about the great gift, there was something internally that said, we got to go. We can't listen. Men, I tell you, I know we got work to do. Men, I know that we got great things that need to be accomplished. But where's this something on the inside that says, we got to go put our eyes on the prize? Now listen, think about it. Suppose they had not went. They'd have never known about him. Amen. Look at verse number 11. For until you was born this day in the city of David, which is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And not only did the shepherds receive the good news, but notice this, they responded to the gospel news. They responded to the word that they had been given. Look at verse 12. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in what? Swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That's a free feeding trough. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Notice how they responded. They didn't respond slowly, but they responded with haste. If you ever receive the gospel message, the gospel plan of salvation, how that God came and he died for your sins and now that it's available to you and you've heard it maybe for the first time, maybe you've never responded to the gospel, maybe you've never been saved for some reason, can I tell you, you need to respond with haste when you hear about the things of God. The reason why is because if you don't, you end up becoming a loser. I'm not trying to say that to provoke you to anger. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm trying to get you to see, man. Can you imagine if the shepherds had never went to Bethlehem? Hey, can you imagine if they'd have never went and looked into the manger and seen the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you imagine what they would have lost had they not taken the time and moved with haste and saw the Lord? But they moved. They responded to the word from the angels. They went and laid their eyes on the Lord and they responded, see. There'll never be progression in your life if you don't respond to the gospel.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.